Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 53 of the Pause Up podcast. I am Jake Gibson, joined alongside my friends and co-hosts Kevin Barral and Jonathan Mayer. Fellas, again, it's been a hot minute since our last episode of the podcast, if you don't count that preview we did for FIU baseball taking on Miami, which was fun, admittedly very fun, Kevin. But we're back, and we have another special guest today. It's none other than Christy Chewy of FIU Swimming and Diving, who is coming off an absolutely incredible season with the Panthers, winning a AAC championship along the way. Christy, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
It's great to have you. It's always fun to get members of the swimming and diving team on the show. Johnny, of course, makes it very easy to reach out. It's just super awesome. I guess there is some benefits of having an SID as one of your hosts on the show, as it would turn out. So, all right, let's get right into it, Christy. Let's start off with your time before FIU. We've heard stories about this, so you know, I just love to get the facts directly from the source. How old were you when you first swam in your life, and why did you ultimately pursue swimming as something you'd like to do competitively?
Also, you want the full story. It's going to be a little long. So I have two older brothers, and my mom kind of put all of us into swimming as like a life-saving skill. Mm-hmm. But like at the age of 2 or 18 months, can't remember, roughly around there. My mom left me at the pool to run to the bathroom. And when she came out of the bathroom, I kind of like completed one lap of an Olympic sized pool by my own. And like, she was like pretty impressed. So, and I like the water. I'm a water baby. So when she put me into swimming lessons and found out that I actually could have the potential of making it far, she pushed me into swimming. And also because of my two older brothers, the three of us kind of were like in swimming, and we had like the three of us kind of dominated in our young age. And then growing up, the both of them left swimming because their age group was really competitive, especially for guys. Whereas for me is I met my current coach from home at the age of 11. So before he started coaching me, I was a really naughty kid because I would get out of practice 1 hour earlier to go to the fun pool to play, or I would stay at the wall, skip the sets, or like U-turn halfway back and stuff. So when my current coach started coaching me, he told my mom that I have the potential to make it far. So he started working with my mom and kind of like pushed me in swimming, became really strict about it. And I only started in a way swimming for myself in 2018. So before that, it was kind of my mom kept pushing me and stuff. And then 2018 is where like I wanted this for myself.
Wow.
So that's like the whole thing.
Well, wow. I mean, that's an awesome story. My goodness. 18 months old. Wow.
Yeah. My dad was like the coach also. He like, we would go to Malaysia for holidays. Okay. And at the pool, he would let me play for an hour, and then he would start stroke correction with me.
Wow. My goodness. Well, I mean, with all of that said, what would you say were some of the biggest lessons and maybe words of advice that you received from coaches, family, and teammates growing up that you still use to this day?
I don't really have good advices, I have to say. But I do know that before you hit your first puberty stage in swimming, it's always best to keep pumping mileage and like those long distance stuff in, because it really helps at the later stage. Like I know like the kids from home in my group who are younger than me, like 7-8 years younger than me, they really hate those long aerobic sets. But and I used to do them when I was a kid. So like I feel like that benefited for me, because now as I'm older, I still like am able to have that stamina and also like kind of last longer in the sport. Like I don't get tired as easily. And like at my age, there's like not a lot of swimmers my age at home still swimming. So I'd say having that foundation build up is a plus point, a bonus point. And patience. Patience is key. Because it's not going to be easy. And there's always ups and downs. But, like, you have to put the trust in your coach and know work really well and closely with them in order to, like, achieve what you want to achieve. There's also a lot of sacrifices you need to make as well.
Yeah, so before FIU, you had committed to swim for Michigan back in 2017. Just what was that process like getting recruited by all these schools? And eventually, why'd you choose Michigan? And then eventually, I think it was decommit from them.
Yeah, so I graduated from high school in 2018 with not so good grades because I sacrificed that education part to focus more on swimming. So that's kind of like the consequences, because I would miss like a lot of school. And so I couldn't really go to any universities at home because the standard is just way too high. So my coach at that time, well, not my coach, the head coach at that time for my swim club, suggested applying to schools in the US. And because I had a senior on the team, her name's Samantha Yeo, she went to Michigan. So they have somewhat have like the connection already. So he kind of told me like, oh, what I need to draft up for the letter to email all the coaches. So at the time, I didn't really know much knowledge about US college swimming. So I emailed whatever schools he recommended. And Michigan was kind of like the only school that got back to me and started the conversation and stuff. I actually almost got in, but because of my grades, they said that I couldn't make it. So I was like, okay, it's fine. I tried. So yeah. I gave up applying to the US. Maybe it's not the right time, but I was like, it's also really expensive. So I gave up the thought of applying to the US again. And then I applied to a private institute at home that I get a diploma within 1 year. And then after that, I was just planning to go pro. That was until Brian slid into my DMs in August 2020. And I honestly have not heard of FIU until he slid into my DMs. So, and I also didn't know they did recruiting on Instagram. So that also was like, I thought it was a scam. But no, after Michigan rejected me, I was like, okay, maybe this is the end of my education road. I'll just focus on swimming. And if I can apply to whatever school back home, I'll just do it. If not, pro it is.
Yeah, so you kind of talked about it a little bit there, just being recruited by FIU. How much of a shock was it getting an Instagram DM out of, you know, any possible sort of communication? And then what, you know, how were they able to convince you to go stateside and join the Panthers?
They didn't need much persuading, honestly. It was just my mom. So when I got the DMs, I was actually just about to take a nap after morning practice. And I ran to the bedroom and I told my mom, I was like, mommy, someone just slid into my DMs and asked me if I want to continue studying swimming in the US. And I showed her the DM and she's like, yes, yes, just say yes, just say yes. Like, you don't know when the opportunity is coming again. So I was like, okay, I'll say yes. But then you're doing the talking because I don't know if this is legit. So because I always thought you had to go through emails like the more professional way-ish. So the first part of communicating with them is more like Brian communicating with my mom instead of me. So only when we set up our first Zoom call, then I kind of started emailing like as me, not my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to reference, Brian is the associate coach of the swimming team.
Yes.
So
good clarification there, Johnny.
Yeah, but just talk about, you know, for you, obviously, so you commit to FIU, you come to Miami, come very different than where you're from in Singapore. So when you first arrived to Miami, what stood out to you from differences from Singapore? And really, what were those things that stood out to you when you came to South Florida and to Miami in the States?
I honestly have only heard about Miami from my dad because he was a pilot. So he would have frequent flights to Miami and then he would buy goodies for me. But when I first came here, it was fresh out of like COVID.
Oh, wow.
So I think like there wasn't much that I could do, but I'd say like it's very a bit similar to home, like weather wise. It's like summer all year round, but it's more dry here. Back home is more humid. And I'd say everything is very far. Like you really need a car to travel. So that was a little hard for me, but it was fine. And then at the same time, I was also excited because like, you know, on TikTok, I only see like Target, all the videos about Target, Walmart, and whatever stuff. So I was like pretty excited to see it in person, see why everybody's so crazy about Target. And then I found out why you really can't leave Target empty handed.
Yeah.
And so, but, and also like comparing Miami to my home country is like, wow, my country is really small. Because from east to west by car, maximum is like 45 minutes.
Wow.
And then whereas here, it's like minimum 30, 20 minutes, even if to go downtown or whatever. Yeah. So, and it's like highways everywhere. So I was like, wow, that's a huge difference.
Yeah. So I guess now going into your time with FIU, we could talk about Coach Horner, who's been there from the start of your career to now at the end. Talk to us how much of an impact he's made for you and just some, I guess, some stories you may have with Coach Horner.
My freshman year, they always tell me that I was very timid. Well, they gave me the nickname Drama Queen because I was very dramatic. But it was kind of like awkward for me at first because I've never changed coach because I've been with my coach from home coming to like 12 or 13 years, I think. So like having a different coach for me and training in yards for the first time in my life was like a big adapting that I need to do. And my first year, I kind of worked more with Brian training wise. And I'd say that I was like really, I didn't say dare to say no to anything. So whatever they tell me, I'll just say yes. And I was very hard on myself, results wise and swimming, like just practice wise. And then last year we kind of switched it up where sometimes I would be Brian, sometimes I would be coach. And I did like a variety of training. I'm definitely not a sprinter, but so I would swim like mid distance in the crew. And this year we focus more on building up like aerobic stuff, like focusing on what I compete in, but not neglecting like the aerobic that I need to. And we were just talking about this with Brian. I don't know, John, if you remember at NCAA. My first dual meet with FIU was at UM, and I competed in the 200 free, and I lost. I got second.
I remember this, yeah.
And I started crying because I was like, I felt like I just like disappointed my whole team and the coaches because they probably expected me to win. And I was like, I started crying. I was like, I've lost. I'm so sorry I lost. Like, I don't want to upset you guys. I didn't mean to be a disappointment and stuff. And then Coach Brian just goes like, no, no, we're not upset with you, this and that. And like, so that's just how I would be at dual meets. And then it got to a point where I would start slowly getting anxiety attacks because before certain races, like I would start crying or start shaking really bad until Brian or Coach had to like calm my breathing down and so that I could focus and save the energy in the race rather than putting it all into me crying. So I'd say my first 2 years with them was more of like learning about each other and how we work and what's like the best practices for me, et cetera. So this year, I came back a month later. So I came back only in October because I was staying at home to train for the Asian Games. So when I came back, I told this year's my seniors, so I'll say, okay, I'm not going to be thinking so much about swimming. I'm just going to be focusing more about having fun. And I told the coaches that. And for the first time in my 3 years, for the first couple of weeks that I came back, I would always tell Brian after practice, like, Oh, Brian, you know what? I'm actually really happy with my practice today. I did some pretty good times, or like times that I've never hit before in my past years, but I hit it so easily this year. And he was like, yeah, this is the first time I actually hear you say you're happy about your practices, because I'm usually not very happy. I would say, he would ask me how was practice. I'm like, it's all right, like decent, so-so. So this year is like, they also tell me that I have grown a lot as a person. Like, I'm not that small little girl anymore. And I did lose that drama queen title. It's passed on to another teammate. Yeah. And yeah, I just am thankful for them for being able to bring me here and actually live out my college dream.
That's a great idea. Let's do.
And take your time. Take your time.
News break. Okay. Maybe I will. Oh, Kevin. There we go. So yeah, this is News Break, your source for all things FIU athletics and just FIU in general. So let's start off with FIU men's basketball. All right. A few players last week announced their intentions to enter the transfer portal, including Arturo Dean and Vitar Kovacevic. But one player who confirmed earlier today that he's staying was none other than Jaden Brewer. FIU's guard from Indianapolis will enter his junior season with the Panthers, with averaging 8.5 points per game and over 3 rebounds per game. We hope that Jaden Brewer continues to improve and becomes a dominant guard for FIU. As once again, you're back, Christy. You're back.
Sorry. Right.
Okay. No, we get it. It's FIU Wi-Fi.
It's FIU Wi-Fi.
We were just in the midst of news break, so you know what? Let me finish this real quick, then we'll get right back to the segment we were doing. So Jaden Brewer confirmed he's staying with FIU men's basketball. So great to hear that from him, and best of luck entering his junior season. So moving on to FIU football, it was recently announced that the Panthers will head to Happy Valley in 2025 and will take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. FIU is no stranger to taking on Big Ten opponents, as they will be taking on the Indiana Hoosiers this upcoming season. Penn State joins both FAU and UConn as the known non-conference opponents that the Panthers will face next season. And finally, let's go to the big leagues. This was announced not that long ago. Former FIU infielder Austin Shenton has officially made the opening day roster for the Tampa Bay Rays. Shenton spent 2 seasons with FIU before being drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the 5th round of the 2019 MLB draft before being traded to Tampa Bay in 2021. The Tampa Bay Rays will host the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow at 4 p.m. for opening day. So that was your look at Newsbreak. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Christy Chewy, who had the next question? Was it Johnny?
I asked her a question, then she became frozen. So
you might have to repeat the question.
Yeah, my question was about your first year, and obviously you talked about it. But for you, you came in and set standards. You broke a record in 200 breast, honor ball American in 200 breast as well. Conference USA Swimmer of the Year, Conference USA Champion. Talk about that, being able to, set program records and marks immediately right when you, get on campus for FIU.
Wow. Okay. A lot. Well, I would say I've really had good seniors that were able to guide me my first year, especially those that I swam with in the relay, like Stephanie Hussey, Julia Miranda, Elena Phillip, and Lamia Medasevich. Like,
Christy, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. The thing is, before I freeze, I still can hear you guys before it goes away.
I know. It's FIU Wi-Fi sometimes acts up like this, but it's okay. Johnny, why don't you maybe move on to your next question about the AAC championship, which the Panthers won this past season.
Okay. Did we cover everything, Christy, on the freshman year?
Well, okay. Summary. NCAA was my top goal. I honestly didn't know any of the single records. At that 2 breaths on the NCAA day, I was just swam it like how I usually swim it. And I knew I wanted to make one swim back at least. So I surprised myself. And I trust, I had a little pep talk from Coach and Brian, and that's it. That got me into the zone, and it worked.
There we go.
All right. Well, there you go. We finally got through that freshman question. Let's go.
All right, EJ, you're up.
No, Johnny. Oh,
yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about, okay, your sophomore year. Obviously, you did make the NCAA championships again. You got honorable mention and another in the 100 breast this time. And we'll talk a little about that later, but let's talk a little about, you know, obviously for your team. You know, obviously you guys fall just short and, you know, the AAC championships, point shy of Houston. What was that like for being a part of the team where you guys really, really did some good things, but just came up really, really short in the championships, and kind of use that as motivation into this year you guys won eventually?
I think like moving into the new conference was kind of, was like a little, and then seeing like being in person at AAC last year, like for me, I know I was intimidated because I easily get intimidated by people. So, but I try not to let that affect me. And I honestly don't like, coach does tell us like at the end, like our scores on and how far away we are. But I would say, I would say that I honestly was like 1 year in, 1 year out. So I didn't really register that in my head. I just, every time I was like, I just go out, swim, do what I got to do, and try to get the points. Fresh that year was also a little like upsetting because my teammate Nicole, which you guys have probably discussed with before, she had a really good 2IM, but she moved at the start. So she got DQ'd, which was really upsetting because that could have gotten her time at her first NCAAs as well. But like, so, but at the end of the day, I would say that our team put up a really good fight, thinking of like for moving into a new conference and swimming against Houston and SMU, which those two schools are pretty big. So I'd say like it was a lot of like teamwork. And on the last day, like another teammate of mine, Jordan, she gave us like a pep talk, shouted on stands, and like kind of pumped us up for the last day. And we really did everything we could. And when we lost it last year, this year, coming into this year, we were like, we know we're hungry for that championship. So this year we all had that, always had that in our head. Like we have this hashtag called Quest for One. And every week, Friday team meetings, we would always remind each other like, this is Quest for One, Quest for One, that we're going to get this Quest for One. So this year, like, we know fell short last year, so this year is like we want to show them that we're capable of winning it and that we're not here to play a game and we're going to show our dominance at the conference. And we did. So it was a lot of our teamwork, and the whole team was very supportive. As well. I mean, John Mayer was there. He definitely witnessed everything.
Yeah. All 4 days. It
was fun. Yeah.
So you get to – after it was announced that FIU had won the AAC championship not that long ago. You were also named the most outstanding swimmer of the meet. You notched 5 golds as well as a record in the 200 breast. Was there a point during that meet that you really felt like, oh, I am doing so good today that I'm going to take home the MVP award as well, just based on how you were doing?
No, not really. Okay, well, last year I lost it to an SMU girl. So okay. I was a little disappointed because I know that I wanted that. So this year I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure no one's going to take that away from me because that's mine. Like going into the meet, I'm like, that's mine. Nobody's going to touch that.
Hell yeah.
So the first day had a really good race. Going the 200 IM was surprisingly also really good. 100 breasts, not that great, but it was fine. The 2 breasts, I really just went in with like no thinking. And then after the heat session, like the announcer came to me with the heat sheet and he was like pointing at the record time. I was like, you're going to smash this tonight. And I'm like, I don't know. We're going to see, like, see how, you know? So when it came to that finals, it's like, I knew I had to do what I had to do. And I told me and my mom, like, we talked, like, we're going to end off my senior year with a bang. I want to leave like a big impact. I want to, like, because I'm graduating this year, I want to leave FIU knowing that I had, like, my name is there and it's going to be there for a while. Like, I wanted to make my name be there for a little while, and I did it. So I got the job done.
Awesome.
And obviously for you, you know, you this past week, you closed it out with the NCAA championships. And obviously, maybe it wasn't what you wanted to wrap it up, but just talk a little about experiencing that and really being able to, you know, go to NCAAs for three consecutive years, which is obviously an honor in NCAAs and getting to do that at FIU.
Yeah. Well, John Mayer, you know, my race didn't go how I wanted it to. But I would say, like, it's a privilege and honor for me to be able to go to the NCAA three times in a row, and like thankful for the coaches and Brian Luck, like how they prep me up to that. Like I was really upset after the two breaths because I thought that I could make it, but because I was telling coach, like, at conference, I've already done 3 days of racing, and come to the last day, I still could rip off like my best time I did my freshman year. So I thought maybe this time around I had more rest, I could go a faster time. But I guess, like, there's sometimes, you know, when you want it too much, so much, you don't really get it. And so I was really upset. And I also told them, like, I'm sorry that you guys had to end off the season like that, because I know, like, how much effort they put into coaching me. And I know, like, well, I just wanted them to have a good end to the season with me. So I felt that I also disappointed them, but like coach and Brian was like, no, like you didn't disappoint us. If anything, they're just very proud of me and like being able to make it to the NCAAs and stuff. Like coach apologized to me because he said he felt like he didn't prepare me enough, but I was like, no, it's not on you. Like it's on me because I was the one swimming the race, you know, not you. Like you could do everything, but in the end, I'm the one swimming, not you. So like it's mainly more on me. And then they're like, well, at the end of the day, like they still love me, and they like I had a great 3 years with them. So I don't know. I just feel like I just owe them so much. And yeah, I gave them one each of my gold medals from conference as like a memory for them to keep. So yeah.
Yeah. So I guess now, you know, with your time over at FIU, you're set to graduate in April. What plans do you have? What's in store for you, you know, after FIU now?
Yeah, adulting. Haven't really thought about that. So I have two options because me being an international here, right? So option one is once I've graduated from here, I go home, swim pro, because 2025 Worlds is being held in my country. But I don't know if I want to go through all that again. It's tough. Second option is apply for OPT, get a year experience here working, apply for jobs if I get a good paying job or a job that I actually like, then probably stay here if they could sponsor me a work visa, because U.S. is making it hard for me to stay.
Bam, let's finish this off.
You're back. It's been
awesome. Okay. So yes, if U.S. didn't make it that hard for me to stay, I would definitely love to stay here, because I did tell coach I was up for being the volunteer coach on the team. Mm-hmm. Kind of like give back to them what they have done for me. So those two are my options that I have for after graduation.
All right. Mayor, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. So this is, I don't know if this is a good question or not, but we'll see. So obviously you've broken three records at FIU, 100 breast, 200 IM, and the 200 breast. Out of all of the records, what one is like your favorite that you broke, would you say? Most proud of. Okay. That's probably a bit most proud of than best.
I don't know, honestly. I'd say whichever record that was up there the longest, I think it would be the two breasts, because it was up there since 2015.
Yeah.
And I remember that when I broke it my freshman year, coach immediately texted the previous girl who had the record up, and her reply was like, oh, it's finally gone. It's down. So I was like, and she's been very supportive of me ever since. It's like, so I would say the two breasts, because yeah, the 100 was a shocker when I did it last year, because I'm not a great 100 breast swimmer. Like I still am trying to learn how to do it. But so I'd say the 200 breast. 200 I am. It's that one's just pure luck.
Do you think soon?
Oh, I'm banking it on Nikki. She would definitely be able to do it. Yeah. I told her if she doesn't win the 2AM next year, I'm not talking to her.
Wow.
Or I'm not going to be her tour guide if she makes it to 2025 Worlds in my country. I'm not going to bring her around. That's what I told her.
Damn. Well, she has a lot on her plate now. But yeah, okay. So it's gotten kind of emotional here at the end here. But I did want to ask you, if you had to point out one specific memory of your time at FIU that you would say is your absolute favorite, what would it be?
Ooh, I can't pick one.
Give me three. Okay.
It would be definitely winning conference my freshman year and this year.
Okay.
Making the NCAAs. Just because I feel like NCAA is such a huge meet where like best of the best in the US comes together. So I feel like that's a very fast meet. So, and making the NCAAs. Third, I would say, I don't really know. I would say the learning journey that coming here has given to me, like being independent, adulting, doing everything on my own. Like, I would say that really has matured me in some sort of way. And I've learned not to be too dependent on my parents now, because I've learned to manage like groceries, phone bills on my own and not rely, especially on my dad. So, nice. Yeah.
Those late night runs to Publix from FIU were definitely.
Oh, I never leave my room when it's like after 8 or like after my last class. I stay in my room. I'm not going out at night. Like, I'm just so tired. I just want to lay in bed.
There we go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was Johnny as an SID?
Ooh.
This year, or in our media, as our media guy?
Yeah.
I'd say a pretty solid 10. Like, he's good at making content. And stuff. I do have to say I take credit for making the NCAA video.
All of her.
But he does like as a good guy, because like when I like, especially during NCAA, I'll tell him, oh, I don't like this photo, or I like don't look good and stuff. Like, he actually like retakes them and like.
I was a personal photographer. Like, her and Paige's personal photographer.
And I would tell him like, oh, I don't look good at this angle and stuff, and he would like actually change it up, switch it up, and I'll give him ideas of like what kind of photos I like, and then he would do it. Like, I told him, breaststroke photos never ever take from the front. It's horrible.
Yeah, I didn't know no more front pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, so from the side is always the best. So he's a really good media person.
Appreciate it.
Good job, Johnny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good work.
And I told him, if he ever gets like get hired for a full-time job and needs like a personal assistant, I'm open.
There we go, Johnny. Makes your life a lot easier.
I'll be the extra camera person, because on the side hobby, I do like taking photography. So.
No, that's nice. So we always ask this to the student athletes. And in this case, who is the next swimmer we should bring on this podcast? We've already had you. We already had Nikki. Who should be the next?
And we've had the coach.
We've had Coach Horner too. Yeah.
I'd say Johnny, Brian. On.
Brian. All right.
Brian's a really good person when you need to talk with all this kind of stuff. But for the next swimmer, like on our team, I'd say Ellie. Have Ellie on it. I think Ellie would be a pretty fun one.
Yeah.
That's a character.
Drop that down, Johnny.
Yeah.
Drop that down.
Yeah.
Ellie would be one. Or
all right, there you go.
I'd say for a change, I don't know, you could have a diver on here.
Yeah, another diver.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
You've never had a diver. All right, Johnny.
No, not yet. Nope.
I would suggest doing a diver, because since we're swimming and diving, I would say like diving does bring up our points during conference as well. So I would say have a diver on.
Which one though?
Good question. Well, a couple of them are leaving. I would say, Riska's kind of not that talkative, I feel.
What about Paige? Is she saying? Christina? Okay.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Johnny.
All right, well, let's
write it down.
Yeah. Write that down. And let's start to wrap up
here. John Mayer, you can ask Jordan.
That's true. She's a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
We got options.
Yeah, we got options. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's been super fun. And again, FIU Wi-Fi is weird, and sometimes this is something like this happens. But again,
sorry for the breakup.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Something that none of us can control. FIU, in case you're watching. So I mean,
FIU Barstool.
What? Yeah.
FIU Barstool Instagram handle.
Oh yeah. We don't even know who runs FIU Barstool these days. Do we know? No.
No.
So all right, Christy. We have one more thing. We'd like for you to do. We ask this to every athlete and coach that hops on. If you have anything you'd like to say to the fans, alumni, your coaches, players, anyone you know, the floor is yours.
Okay, I'll make it quick just in case I freeze again. Well, I do want to say thank you to Coach and Brian for bringing me here and letting me experience this college. My advice is to have fun. And like we always say on a team, time flies really fast. It just feels like yesterday that I just came here, but now I'm already graduating. So treasure every moment, cherish every moment you have with the people, create memories that will last forever, and just have fun. That's the main thing. Have fun. Yes, you could be stressed about school or swimming and whatever, but like always remember that you should take time out to focus on yourself, have fun, and work on making yourself happy as well. And yeah.
Amen to that. Yeah. So, all right, let's wrap up here again. Christy, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We'll probably be back next week with a new episode. As we mentioned earlier, Johnny and I are going to be at the FIU baseball game tomorrow as they take on Louisiana Tech. So with that said, until next time, have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, have luck, baby.